Last spring might seem a long time ago to some, while others can still hear the chants of Red for Ed and see the masses of red shirts marching on the state capitol.
Well, it might have been deja vu for some parents this morning as they dropped their kids off at school and were met with teachers wearing red. KJZZ's Mariana Dale was at one of those schools earlier this morning. I spoke with her while she stood outside with some teachers.
I'm here at Las Brisas Elementary School in Glendale. It's right before school starts. It's a little cold outside, but most people I'm standing with here have their red on for Red for Ed.
And the group organizing these walk-ins is Arizona Educators United. They did this last year as well. Tell us, Mariana, why are they encouraging educators to hold these walk-ins before schools today? I mean, this is something we saw last year, but what's going on now?
So educators are standing out in front of their classrooms, in front of their schools. They're talking to parents because they want public education to continue to be an issue that people are talking about. Legislature just started again, so they're looking for more funding for education, for more funding for support staff, and they feel like the way to keep education in the conversation is to hold these walk-ins.
Yeah, and I understand you're there with one of the organizers of this today, one of the teachers there at Las Brisas. Can you ask her a few questions? Tell us what's going on there and what she thinks?
Yeah, I'm here with Kelly Fisher. She is a kindergarten teacher and she is a leader for Arizona Educators United. And Kelly, why was it important that you really start talking to parents, not just teachers, about public education?
Because education is their children. They are the ones who bring their children and trust them into our care every day for 180 days of the school year. And their stories are important. I think that that is where we can really make a difference, is if we get our parents to start talking to our legislators and telling their stories of their children's needs and how they can't get to school on time, or they can't get to school safely, or they've had a revolving door of substitute teachers. I think that their stories are what will really make the impact.
And the Deer Valley Unified School District was able to give raises last year. It ended up being about $5,000 for the average teacher. Other professionals got about a 10% raise. What are the needs that still exist in the district?
I think one of the needs is to be able to find legislative funding to pay our bus drivers and pay our classified employees what they deserve. They deserve to have a living wage instead of having to drive a bus in the morning and the afternoon and work two or three other jobs around it. I think that we need to focus on that because they are an important partner to us as teachers.
You've been a teacher for almost two decades now. How has being a part of this movement changed you or changed what you do?
It has made my conviction stronger to stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves, my students. And it has given me the incentive to continue to move forward because I love what I get to do in my classroom every day. So it's given me the incentive to continue to fight for that.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
All right, and thanks from us as well, Mariana. I want to ask you a few more questions before
let
us go. Yeah. So have you gotten a sense there how parents are responding this morning? I mean, is this like a flashback to them of what they saw last spring? Are they a little concerned?
Most people seem supportive. I've seen kids coming up and giving their teachers hugs, and they're wearing their red T-shirts because they know that it's Wednesday. Parents seem genuinely curious on finding out more about, you know, who their local legislators are, how they can participate in the process. That might not have been something that they cared or had time to really be involved in before, and now it seems like education has provided them a way to be more civically engaged.
Yeah. Do you have a sense, Mariana, of why they're starting so early this year? I mean, this is much earlier than they started last time around.
I think they want to be kind of making the news rather than chasing the news. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were getting toward the end of the legislative session, and it didn't look like there was going to be any additional funding for education. And so there was a bit of a scramble. And now they don't want to be scrambling. They want to be out ahead of it and make sure that public education is part of the conversation from the very beginning.
Okay. And what's next? What do the AAU organizers there say they're going to do throughout the year this year to get that message out there?
Every Wednesday, they're going to be standing out in front of their schools, talking to parents, talking to students, and we'll go from there.
All right. That's KJZZ's Mariana Dale out at Las Brisas Elementary School. Mariana, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Now let's turn from the walk-in to the president of the Arizona Education Association, or AEA, Joe Thomas. The AEA, as you heard, organized these walk-ins. And just to jog your memory, last spring teachers staged walk-in demonstrations as well to put the state legislature on notice about their funding and staffing demands. Then the protests ramped up quickly, eventually leading to tens of thousands of teachers walking to the Capitol in late April. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be on the show.
Thanks for being with us. So let's start with strategy on this one. Do these organized walk-ins mean we could see a ramp-up, something similar to what we saw last spring?
Well, I think that what we saw last spring, everybody was able to see educators marching and being down at the Capitol, and that started with a lot of community conversations, which is very important to educators because, the first option isn't draw so much attention to the situation that you have to close down the schools. The first option is to talk and listen to each other, and educators are so good at that. And what I think we've brought across the summer and into the spring semester now is that we have educators that are paying attention. We have parents that are paying attention like they have never before, understanding a little bit more about the plight that their children are in Arizona schools and how the legislature and governor have to act this session to make sure that we have better schools to start the next school year with.
So, Joe, it sounds like this is a long-term thing. This is not going to be 1 year, one session you're going to do this. This sounds like it's a long-term, maybe permanent approach.
Well, the educators voted last year. The Arizona Educators United put out some polling, and they did a lot of discussions before it, and they came up with the five core demands. And one of those, and again, these are not reaching for the moon demands yet. These are, let's just bring some stability to the system. Let's restore our funding back to the 2008 levels. Let's get our salaries competitive with the surrounding state for both our teachers and our support staff. Let's make sure that we can attract and retain educators by bringing back salary schedules. We made some progress on that last year, but we only made progress on one of those demands. And educators live every single day, as do students, in those budget cuts that the legislature has passed for 10, 12 years. And so they want to see those cuts reversed. They want to see funding restored. And we had an idea to do that, Invest in Ed, that we tried to put on the 2018 ballot. Legislators didn't like it, and so they worked really hard to get that taken off. And so now they're saying, well, let's wait two more years. We'll go to the next election, and we'll have a new vote. And our students can't wait 3 years. We need to see real revenue streams created and dedicated towards public schools, and we need to see that done this session. That's what educators, I think, are going to be moving towards, and they're going to be starting that with listening to their parents, having conversations about how the schools could improve, and then moving those conversations to the legislature.
Well, Joe, that being said, were you surprised? I presume you were disappointed. Were you surprised that Governor Ducey was more about talking about the 20 by 2020 as opposed to saying, let's put more hundreds of millions of dollars. He emphasized the rainy day fund as opposed to K-12.
Well, let's just look back 4 years. And Governor Ducey has not ever put much into the state of the state around specifics. And so, of course, he's going to talk about the so-called 20% raise. Let's not forget that when he did unveil a little bit of that program 2 years ago, it wasn't 20% by 2020. That's what educators forced him into. What he started out was 2% by 2022. Remember, the first raise he championed was a 2% raise spread out across 5 years. And educators took that as a slap in the face, and that began this conversation about how we weren't going to get any assistance unless we went out and pushed for it ourselves, unless we went out and we fought for our students. So you look back across 4 years of what the governor has done in education, and I will say this. He's not been able to accomplish anything positive for education that the Arizona Education Association wasn't involved in. And so we want to continue those conversations with him moving forward, and let's get real dollars into our classrooms. And again, let's just get our salaries competitive. Let's get our per-pupil funding, what we invest in kids on average, let's get that to the national average. Nobody's fighting yet to get into first place. We're just trying to offer the schools our students deserve.
Joe, you mentioned Invest in Ed. It is presumed dead, but it maybe sounds like that's not the situation from your point of view. If the governor and the legislature does not do what you want to see happen this legislative session, are you willing to bring that back up?
Well, what we want to see are real adult conversations around creating new funding streams. That is a new tax dedicated to the classroom, dedicated to our public schools. Let's get that discussion going. Let's have that enacted. The Constitution allows the legislature to enact those during session. The Constitution doesn't just allow for tax cuts during session. It allows for tax increases. Every one of these legislators and the governor ran on public education and how they were going to support the teachers. And we intend to push them to instituting a sensible tax dedicated to schools. Let's do it this session. Let's get it into our schools next year. The alternative is to wait two more years. And again, that means it would be three full years before our students saw those funds, and they can't wait that long. We have kids that will graduate in that time. We have kids that will be attempting to read at the third grade level in 3 years. We need to get the funds so they can be successful, and we need to get them into schools now.
Joe Thomas is president of the Arizona Education Association. Joe, thanks as always. I'm sure we'll be checking in again soon.
All right. Thank you, Steve.